issues for the Guardian newspaper. Glenn broke the Edward Snowden story in the Guardian. Glenn, my first question to you is, why do you think after this holding pattern, after these long weeks where we hadn't seen Edward Snowden, why did today happen?
The reason is because his ability to get to the countries where he's seeking asylum and hopes to receive asylum has been thwarted by the willingness of the United States government physically to block him from being able to get there. They revoked his passport, which prevents him from traveling. They've signaled to the world that they will physically impede an airplane, which they did with the jet carrying the Bolivian president that they mistakenly thought had Edward Snowden on it. And they put pressure on all the countries that could be possible refueling stops in order for him to get there. And that's why the ACLU and Amnesty are both warning that what the Obama administration is doing is threatening this very well-recognized right of asylum. There's simply no way for him to get out at the moment, and that's why he sought the help of these human rights organizations.
So one concern I think a lot of people watching this have, and I will actually count myself among them as someone who is happy to know the things I know because of Edward Snowden, happy to have the information, think that information is crucial, and we'll talk about the Microsoft story in a second, is that he has now been, it's unclear to me with how much autonomy this man could possibly be acting. I mean, we know the nature of Vladimir Putin. We know the nature of the Russian state at this moment. And in fact, any state, if the Russian version of Edward Snowden showed up at the Miami International Airport, the CIA would be there the next day. So it doesn't seem ridiculous to me to assume at this point that those 10,000 files that he has with him, that he brought to you to screen with rigor and clarity, are now in the hands, conceivably, of Russian intelligence. And that doesn't seem like the best way for this to have gone.